it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jim Costa, and I approve this message.
What about you guys? Classless. You got an issue with it. Fair or foul, the F. Ben Johnson chance yesterday at Ford Field. Some ticket texts. We'll get the phone calls. And yeah, of course, you can call in at any point. We've been talking about the win. The win was awesome. The win was needed. The win was chicken noodle soup for the football soul, as you put it, John. And there's no shortage of things to love. I think Dan Campbell establishing this is my offense was my favorite. On the chant, the F. Ben Johnson chant was lowbrow. It wasn't clever or funny, and it's unnecessarily offensive. It makes Detroit look unimaginative and dumb. I won't tell you that's the most creative chant in the world. I just don't think it's a big deal. Like, we're going to play Dan Campbell audio from the Lions locker room later, and they're going to drop a whole bunch of F-bombs. Let's not be prudes about this.
Yeah, but they're also, I mean, okay, he knows that we play the audio, right? That it's going to be played everywhere. So that's part of the context. It's also, he's in the locker room talking to his team. They're all grown adults in there. I use a different language when I am with my buddies, whether we're going somewhere in the truck, we're at fish camp, I might be in the locker room. I use different language than I would in a lot of other situations, especially if my kids are there, other kids are there. And I'm not saying they're not going to hear those words. They hear them everywhere. Right. They just don't have to hear them out of my mouth.
And I respect that you don't, yep, or that you don't want to do this. And I'm not saying that I would have led the chant. I just don't want to, like, demonize.
Oh, you sure would have joined in. I'm
gonna,
where's that section? I got to go over there.
I'm not going to demonize Detroiters for it. 248-539-9797.
None of us are all bent out of shape about it. It's just, you probably could have been, you can probably do better.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's kind of what my rationale is on this. I mean, I would turn it to you and say, You think it's okay to use the word anytime all day. Why can't we say it on the air? Would you want to hear it just everywhere?
I wish the FCC didn't have that rule. We could talk more openly and freely. I wouldn't use it every other word, but I mean, come on.
I would never say that on air. Even if they said, yep, it's now acceptable.
We can swear on our podcast and on the football show, and we do, and it's not every other word, but it's part of your conversation.
So names you would definitely have used it on in the past. Maeda? Bregman?
When he didn't pick us? How many drops you want me to play today?
I don't think we have a Chapman one.
We don't. ticket texter. I'm Jim effing Costa, and I approve this effing message. Chris and Howell.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with society. People like Jim thinking this is okay. It's wild. Ben Johnson's paid millions. Wah! Grow up. Free speech. This is America. And then Ryan in a car
says, it's really not about Ben Johnson.
Well, I think the chants are directed at Ben Johnson.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it actually is about Ben Johnson.
You're correct. No, I think it's about the environment that you're in.
What about the F.U. Brunson chants? I'm saying, like, this is what we do. It's part of sports. It's not that deep or that serious. Anyway, we got calls to get to. 248-539-9797. Joe in Metamora, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good morning.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is classless and disgusting. I mean, hell, I drop F-bombs every day, but there's kids there. I mean, really, I mean, I know football's a different crowd, but I went to a game. I've only been to one game at Ford Field, but and it was a long time ago, 15 years maybe. They played San Francisco, and Alex Smith was the quarterback. But pregame, piped in the stadium, they were playing some rap music, and there was F-bombs in that rap song repeatedly. And I'm like, really? I'm looking around, seeing kids everywhere. In the same year, I'd been to Comerica Park to a ball game, and it was just such a pleasant family environment. And I know it's a different mentality, but I just found it disgusting, and it's almost as if the Lions or the NFL or whoever is responsible for what is piped into the stadium is encouraging it, you know. But, yeah, all in all, I think it's uncalled for and think about the kids around those people chanting that, you know?
Yeah.
Do we just really get kids and their rap music on the phones today?
Yeah.
Okay.
The darn rap music.
I'm going to go to Dean in Milford, but I want you to guess which side of this Dean's on. Dean, we'll hover over the dump button. You've been good. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
No need to hover over the dump button. I wouldn't want to offend John. Are you serious right now? Wasn't it just last year that everyone got excited for Amon-Ra giving the finger to the other team and put it on T-shirts? The hypocrisy is through the roof.
Oh, no, Dean, hold on. When that happened, all right, when he puts Green Bay sucks on the front, okay, I can accept that. But the message on the back, that's one that I at that time, I didn't. So don't call me a hypocrite on this. I was not approving of that.
Not to give the finger in the middle of the field?
What?
Did you call Amon-Ra and tell him not to give off the finger in the middle of the field? Because every kid in the stadium got to see the middle finger.
It was Brian Branch, but I understand your point.
Yeah.
Brian Branch, sorry, my fault. I said that wrong. Yeah.
Again, not something that I would do or that I would condone.
Okay, here's the way that I look at it. If you're offended by words, then you're literally what is wrong with society, period. They're words. Get over it. Listen, till my kids were 10, I said hell, damn, and piss in front of them. And then by the time they were 10 years old, we did a cross-country trip. And I'm sorry, you better believe they learned some new words on that. Because have you ever driven across this country in a car? Yeah, listen, it's words. I'd rather kids learn how to use words, where to use the words, and who to use them in front of and not use them in front of. Like, it's sports, man. Like, everyone is doing it in sports, in every single sport. And if you're offended by the words that come with the sports, then I don't know what to tell you. And I'm really pissed off at you, John, because you're making me take Costa's side. Mr. Catio over there isn't offended by words, and you're making me take his side.
Well, I could tell you this much. It's to each their own. They don't offend me. I'm just not going to choose to use them in front of my 10-year-old daughter or son or 3-year-old Teddy who repeats everything that we say.
John, if it makes you feel better, I do have to reflect a little bit whenever Dean calls and agrees with me.
Yeah.
That is like a moment of personal reflection. Am I on the right side of this? Let's get back to the phones. Keith.
Are you red now?
Me? Am I red now?
No. Yes. That was a political.
Okay.
Because I think Dean is.
You think? Keith in Dearborn Heights. Good morning.
Keith, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, listen, we don't have to do the F. Ben Johnson to get under his skin anymore. We just got a sick rigor on him.
Yeah.
That interview yesterday was amazing afterwards. I mean, that was literally the best thing I had seen on the internet in weeks.
We have the audio, and we'll play it for people. But
you know that all game long, he was sitting there going, I'm not even going to go to the Dan Campbell press conference. I'm going to go ask these two questions to Ben Johnson. You know he was stewing on that all day.
He didn't care. He didn't care. And listen, during crosstalk, make sure that you guys make an announcement that Rieger needs to be the champ of the weekend. I mean, that was the best thing I'd ever seen. So, shout out to Rieger. I know he's annoying as all get out. No need to say F. Ben Johnson. Who cares? Let the guy move on. He's the Nathan Shelley of the Detroit Lions.
Nailed it.
Ted Lasso shout out for you guys.
Yep. You nailed all it. Right. And I'm making the note. I'm making the note to pass on to the midday show. Yeah, Keith in Dearborn Heights.
First vote of the day.
Says Rieger champ. We have the audio. So Rieger likes to agitate his listeners. It's a little more fun when he's agitating opposing head coaches. The follow-up is outrageous where he's like, well, what do you want him to do? Rieger's like, he could have kicked a field goal. Yeah, he could have kicked a field goal. That's not what they do. I'm not demoralized.
How long do you think Rieger has? So it's not even like the opportunity presented itself, but I guarantee you he has been sitting there for probably the last 4 months going, if this happens, this is what I'm going to ask.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know he stayed up at night dreaming of this scenario.
I know Rieger can get under some people's skin, but I love it. Some of the clashes he would have with Leland, he'd get kicked out of Jim Leland's office. I remember it was Johnny Peralta got suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. And Leland goes, all right, I'm not going to answer any questions about Peralta. First question, Jeff Rieger, Peralta. Get out of here! Over! It's done! Yeah, that clip's gone viral. Let's get back to the phones. Let's get to Ben in Lansing. Ben, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Disco Monday.
Oh, you. Mm-hmm. You.
I just wanted to... best part of the year.
That's right.
Best part of the year. Hey, just wanted to say the Lions Leap Zone was probably the height. As a larger gentleman myself, I definitely resonated with Jared Goff getting up there. Looked like the fat kid in the friend group getting over the fence when all the skinny kids hopped over for him.
He got like frozen. He was stuck.
Wait for me, guys.
Yeah. One last style.
Oh.
Why did he just like lay there like he was limp?
Oh boy.
Hey, my favorite part, my in-laws were over for the game and they said, "What was the girl doing?" And I said, "That was the highlight of her year." Those kids were just happier than snot to be there with Jared Goff.
They sure were. And if you see those pictures that have been posted online, the boy that was there was just laughing hysterically, and the girl was just left with, what do I do? How can I help him? So I mentioned...
That's definitely goals if I'm a girl dad.
Yes, I agree. Thanks, Ben. I mentioned if the team, you know, we're wanting to troll Jared Goff next time, they'd put the, you know, a step stool there.
Oh, man.
I think, okay, you're probably not going to have that because it'd be a tripping hazard, right?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe the Lions, they could make a little cutout there so that it would be easier for him to jump up.
Lower
I think I've
bar.
Got it now.
Yeah.
I think you take one of the offensive linemen, who we're always the base of the pyramid, right? So you take one of the offensive linemen and they get on all fours, and then Jared Goff steps on Penei Sewell's back to be able to jump up. That's the answer.
Literally putting the quarterback on his back.
Yeah.
It's 97-1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.